The Buddha had revolutionized ethics. We could no longer blame any external force, like a god, for our decisions. We were entirely responsible for our own moral condition. The bug stopped with us.
In essence, this is the same rallying cry that we hear from those other great philosophers of the age, Socrates and Confucius. To find answers to the universe, first look within. Be your own lamp, said the Buddha. Seek no other refuge. These are exciting thoughts. The idea that you don't just have to be a victim, but a master of your own fate.
The Buddha forged ahead with his potent message of personal liberation. It's said he crisscrossed the central Indian plains, giving public talks in cities and the country to anybody he thought ready to hear his message. And the community of disciples who shared his mission and wandering lifestyle acquired a name, the Sangha. At this stage, the Sangha was dispersed and only loosely organized. But according to traditional accounts, when the Buddha came here to a forest on the outskirts of Rajagriha, the Buddhist order would take on a whole new direction.